are the last of your kind. All that remains of a once powerful nation.
I knew you were real. I always knew you'd return.
We started a rebellion.
He will need you. And we all need him.
Okay, here's the deal. Polarizing director M. Night Shyamalan leaves twist endings and the Twilight Zone stories behind to direct the big screen version of the popular Nickelodeon animated series Avatar: The Last Airbender. The film follows a brother and sister from a small village who join forces with a 12-year-old who has the ability to master the elements and defeat the oppressive Fire Nation. While I generally like Shyamalan's movies, even the bad ones, this film was a colossal misfire. As charming, original, and fun as the cartoon is, this movie is stilted, awkward, rambling, and an overall mess to watch. The acting is almost criminally bad, even for an M. Night Shyamalan movie, and there isn't an ounce of passion behind it. Sure, there's some neat effects and the 3D experience is cool, but the essence of the film is rotten. It's like Shyamalan looked at everything that stunk about The Phantom Menace, goofy CGI creatures, an aimless story, and a tour de force of Anakin Skywalker bad acting, and said, hey, let's do that with my movie. The Last Airbender gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.